Amy Dunn, Andy Warhol, Beavis and Butthead, Black Panther, Blue Cheese, Colonel Sanders, Cruella de Vil, Derivative, Everything is Illuminated, Flash Gordon, Gladiator, Grace Hopper, Hadestown, Hammock, Inside Out, KitchenAid, Mad Magazine, Marriage or Mortgage, New Girl, Portland, Radio Gaga, Rich Girl, A Series of Unfortunate Events, Tiramisu, White Claw, Wichita, and Zambia. Those are the answers. Now, here come some questions. Welcome to All Questions Answered. Welcome to the first ever episode of All Questions Answered.
Answers.
Thank you, Kat. My name is Paul, and I'll be the announcer for y'all. Also with us, you just heard her, our intrepid scorekeeper, the lovely and talented Kat. Kat, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I should also say questions.
Kat loves to scream out answers anytime she is in a pub quiz.
Answers.
Oh, and speaking of that, asking the questions, the all-important questions, is our quizmaster, Alex. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, Paul. I have so many questions to ask, and I'm hoping that our three lovely contestants will be able to enlighten me.
Let's meet those lovely contestants right now. Player number one, let's say hello to Jonah. Jonah, how are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing good. I'm excited to play.
Player number two, Brittany. Brittany, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And last but not least, player number three, last only because she was the last into the Zoom room, is Vivian. Hey, Vivian, how are you?
Good. How are you, Paul?
Doesn't matter what I am, because all I'm going to do is throw it to other people to ask you questions. They are all part of a great pub quiz team here in Seattle called Arsenic and Lee Pace. I want one of you three right now to take credit for that awesome team name. Who's going to do it?
That was me.
Where did that come from? What was the what was the inspiration?
We were watching a lot of Halt and Catch Fire, which is a fantastic TV show. If you haven't watched it, I recommend it. And Lee Pace is a huge shining star on that show. And he's also from Pushing Daisies. And he's also in another movie we love called The Fall. And and we were just thinking of names, and I don't know, Arsenic and Old Lace, the old play/movie, was on my mind, and I just threw it together, and people were like, sure, let's roll with it. And because you liked it, and I think you even complimented us, we were filled with pride, and we said, let's never change it.
Well, now I think if this gets out there, somebody like on the East Coast playing a Pittsburgh pub quiz night is going to be like, you know, it's a good name, Arsenic and Lee Pace. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, damn it, our name.
That would be amazing. I would love that.
Yeah. Better hurry up. Get that trademark going. Get that trademark going. Make sure you get that money going at that point.
All our merch. Oh no.
Alex and Kat and I are all part of this group called QuizFix. In fact, you may be listening to this in the old QuizFix podcast feed at this point. But we host pub quizzes when there are pubs. For the last year, we've been hosting Zoom quizzes, and you can still play them online. We'll have more information about that later in the show. But now that we've met the players, let's play the game. Here's how it works. We asked our three contestants to send us 9 answers. We then turned those answers into questions. We have randomized the questions thanks to this week's sponsor and my favorite candy bar, the 100 Grandomizer. We will have 3 rounds of 9 questions each. All our players have to do is answer the questions. A correct answer will get them 30 points. And that dog.
Free dog.
We got a dog.
Deals.
The stakes have been risen to higher levels. And now, at this point, this has now become a game not just of quiz,
There's also dogs involved. It's going to happen every time, Paul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dogs on her end, cats on my end. It's going to happen. We'll just roll with it.
All right.
Here.
Our dogs are fast asleep, so don't worry.
Yeah, no, one of mine is, they're both tiny Pomeranians, but one of them is stark black, and he's staring at me like I just told him the worst news in the world, just like, and then my other one is hiding under the table right now. So
you know what it is? You haven't started using your trivia voice yet.
I know. I've been very quiet for a while. I've been just kind of listening and taking in the information. Once I start doing the trivia voice, they just chill out and go hide in their rooms.
Okay. All right. Where was I? We will have three rounds of nine questions each. All our players have to do is answer the questions. A correct answer will get them 30 points. If they answer wrong or pass, we won't reveal the correct answer quite yet. Those unanswered questions go into our final round, which we will explain when we get there. We are playing for bragging rights, and nothing is more important than that. So, without further ado, let's answer some questions. Alex, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Paul. If you guys are ready, give me a heck yeah.
Oh yeah. Let's go.
All right. Let's get started answering some questions. We'll start out with player number one, and that is Jonah. So, Jonah, are you ready to get started? Are you ready for your first question?
Yeah, hit me.
Hey, girl, what you doing? So starts the theme song to what Fox TV show?
What Fox TV show? Hey, girl, what you doing? Well, obviously, this is an answer that I didn't write. How I Met Your Mother?
Fortunately, that is incorrect. So we're going to move on here to player number two. So Brittany, are you ready to try and take the lead here in the first round?
You betcha.
All right. Well, here is your question. What company's newest beverage called Surge increases the alcohol content in their popular product?
I believe the answer is White Claw.
And I believe that you are correct as you get take an early lead here in the first round and the first correct answer of all questions answered.
And I owe it all to Vivian and her White Claw habit.
You're welcome. we broaden each other's horizons. Yes.
All right, Vivian, one right and one wrong. See if you're ready to break the tie with your very first question. Coffee, mascarpone, and ladyfingers are all key ingredients in what dessert?
I believe this is tiramisu.
And I believe that you are also right. So two correct answers through the first set through. Emma Stone plays what Disney villain in an upcoming 2021 origin story?
Cruella DeVille.
And a quick answer for some quick points here for Jonah as he ties it all up.
Free dog for me.
All right, so now we move on here. Brittany, Gorgonzola, Stilton, and Roquefort are examples of what?
Those are wonderful examples of one of the finest foods, blue cheese.
While the opinions may be wrong, the answer is correct.
I think that's double points for being extra correct.
Well, it wouldn't be double points, but the wrong opinion actually took away some points at that point, so it's fine.
It's a neg one. It's just a tiebreaker.
Exactly.
Might I lose that dog? Come on, man.
In 1968, Valeria Solanas got her 15 minutes of fame when she shot and wounded who?
Oh, man. Oh, it's the president who got shot and didn't die. And I'm blanking. I think it's probably the president who got shot and didn't die. And I'm like 70% sure that was Reagan.
70% is not enough to pass this question. In what 2002 novel does author Jonathan Safran Foer go to the Ukraine accompanied by a seeing eye dog named Sammy Davis Jr. Jr.?
I like this book very much. It's called Everything is Illuminated.
And all these points are now yours as we move on to the next question.
That's a very premium answer.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on now as the next question for one Brittany.
There's only one.
Mort Drucker and Sergio Argonez won multiple awards for their artistic work in what humor magazine?
I'm going to say the name of a humor magazine that I can think of, and that is Mad Magazine.
And you made your rest of your teammates mad as you take another big question here. Move it all forward.
Growling is allowed.
Growling is not only allowed, but encouraged.
But not from dogs.
Vivian, your question. Russell Crowe got 3 straight Oscar nominations from 2000 to 2002. But which movie did he win?
The only movie that I remember he was nominated for an Oscar for is Gladiator, so I'm going to go with that one.
You picked the right one as you finish out round number one with more points on the board in your name. 9 questions in, 3 questions a person, and pretty solid overall for round number one.
Let us go to our scorekeeper, Kat. Kat.
Well, I'm making sure I understand my math the right way because, you know, this happens to me even at work when I do mill counts. Give me 3 seconds to make sure that I understand my life.
3 seconds.
Yes, I do understand my life.
What you got?
So we have in a 2-way tie for our second and last place, Jonah and Vivian with 60. Woo! And in our first place, Brittany with 90.
She's too good.
Before we get into round 2, let's talk to our contestants a little bit and find out a little bit more about them. Jonah, your favorite piece of trivia, according to what I asked on the questionnaire, Richard III was found under a parking lot.
Yeah. Richard III, just to tell everyone at home, is a hunchbacked monarch who only was a king for, I think, a couple years, if that. But he's the one who said, my horse, my kingdom for a horse. There's a Shakespearean play, historical play based off of him. And I think it's been a question, a quandary, something that historians have been wrestling with, where he died on that battlefield. And then turns out in the 2000s, they found him underneath a parking lot. I've always loved that play. Richard III, and it seems like that would be a really fun part to play for an actor someday. And the fact that he was found under a supermarket, I don't know. We need maybe an act 6 of the play now.
Let's talk to Brittany for a second. Brittany, under your favorite trivia stuff, you just said junk music. Now, when you say junk music, do you mean I just know junk about music, or I particularly like junk music?
I'm going to say it's a 50-50 on that one, depending who you ask. I have a lot of knowledge of classic rock, which is not my number one genre, but I grew up in New England, that's what you listen to. It's what is available to you. So I have sort of an encyclopedia of classic rock music in my brain. And, you know, the 80s were great. A lot of that's still in there. I don't know how. I don't know my PIN number, but I got a lot of trivia in there.
Right. So that's one of those things.
That's a finite real estate.
It is. Got to make room for what matters.
Yes. Speaking of which, Vivian, cilantro and coriander are the same plant.
Yes, I recently learned this.
Yeah? Did it stun you? Did it shock you?
So as the resident 20-something of the team, I've been trying to make more of an effort to get out of my habits of just eating frozen pizza every single meal and trying to cook a little bit now that we've been in quarantine. And yeah, I was out at the store picking up cilantro and coriander, and the cashier was like, "No, those are the same." I was like, "Oh, who knew?" Trivia everywhere, it turns out. Now I do. Now we both do.
All right. Now that we've met the contestants, let's get into round number two. Lowest score goes first. We had a tie for lowest score, but we're going to start now with Jonah, followed by Vivian, and then Brittany. Alex, it's on you.
All right. It's on me to not mess up this order, but it's okay. We started the same way as we did in round number one with Jonah. T'Challa is the alter ego of what superhero?
Black Panther.
You have done Wakanda proud as you got the answer correct. All right. As we move on now to Vivian, three actors from The Office, Rashida Jones, Mindy Kaling, and Phyllis Smith, lent their voices to what Pixar movie?
I love this one. This is Inside Out.
And you knew that answer, Inside and Out, as we get ready to move on over here to Brittany. Victoria Falls is located on the border of Zimbabwe and what country?
Geography is my favorite, so this is fun. residents and geography. That's what we're known for over here. Do not have any idea. Let's say Zambia.
Your perfect streak continues with a complete guess. But you know what? Some of the best things in life happen by complete accident.
That's ridiculous.
We agree.
Back over here now to Jonah. Everyone writes in the first set of the second round. Let's see if we can keep it going. What 13-book series started with 1999's The Bad Beginning and ended with 2006's The End?
I knew this the moment you said 13. The series is A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket.
To quote one of my favorite books in that series, that is a slippery slope to you getting more points.
Hey.
So moving on now here over to Vivian for the next question. What 1984 Queen single hit number one in 19 countries and inspired the stage name of a current artist?
I know that a Queen song that inspired an artist was Lady Gaga, was inspired by Radio Gaga. So I'm going to say Radio Gaga.
And that's going to get you a few more points here being the queen of trivia now as we move on ahead, keeping it going here now to Brittany as ever so far perfect in round number two. No pressure here.
Okay, here we go.
No.
By the way, is there any more pressure-filled phrase than no pressure?
What 2010 folk album by Anais Mitchell became a Broadway musical which won 8 Tony Awards in 2019?
Well, that is not something that I know.
You said you didn't know geography, but you got it right last time.
I know, you're right.
May I cut in for just a moment? And I noticed that Vivian blew you a little kiss.
Yeah, I had a feeling that this was Vivian's handiwork because she's probably listening to a soundtrack in her headphones right now while she's playing this. And she knows that I don't.
It's the only music you don't know.
It's true.
It's funny, you got the Queen answer and you get the Broadway answer.
Ah, so mean. I'm trying to even think of the name of a Broadway musical. Spring Awakening.
And the first incorrect answer of round number two belongs to the person that went perfect in round number one. As we move on back over to Jonah, what calculus term can also mean unoriginal?
Oh, man. Vivian, you're killing me.
I'm doing this.
This person here.
And see, this is why we wanted to have people that know each other play.
Yeah.
So that we can get a little bit of that in there.
Meaning unoriginal, inauthentic. No.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Over to Vivian.
And now I'm going to get something off. Like, guaranteed.
I hope so.
What character has been played on TV by George Hamilton, Mario Lopez, and Reba McEntire, among many others?
I have no idea. I'm trying to think of a character that would be played by multiple genders, and the gut answer I'm coming up with is Colonel Sanders in all those commercials.
And your gut is correct and full of knowledge, just like if you were to go and partake in the KFC. Moving on to the last question of round number two, as they will head over to you, Brittany. What company's mixer can be seen at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art as an example of American design?
It has to be the only mixer that matters, the KitchenAid mixer.
And you got that one right to end off round number two on a strong note.
Well done, everybody. Kat, what are the scores?
So we have in last, Jonah with 120, and we have a tie for first and second with our lovely ladies, Brittany and Vivian, both at 150.
But before we get into that last round, I got a couple more questions for our contestants, and let's start with Brittany on this one. Is there a category that I call a give me the pencil category, which is just like when the category is announced, you just take that pencil and be like, everybody go get a drink. I got this. What's your category? I think I know the answer.
You know the answer. It literally is where someone will hand me the paper and the pencil and just say, do that. And it is the music category, which is a lot of fun. Yep. Music round always.
Vivian, that question is to you. What's the category that you're like, give me that pencil, I got this?
I feel like my strengths tend to lie in like things that most people have forgotten from high school. I tend to latch onto, so like little like math and science trivia tend to be more of my niche. But yeah,
teams always need that. And then finally, Jonah, same question to you. You're going to grab that pencil away because the category is what?
I mean, I like doing the movie category. I feel like that's my jam, but I'm also the 90s kid. So the 90s trivia, anything having to do with Ace Ventura or something like that, that's that's for me.
All right, let's get into the last round here, round number three. Good luck, everybody. Take it away, Alex.
All right, the last regular round of all questions you have not heard before. Let's get started as we reset the order back to being 1, 2, 3, meaning we're starting this with Jonah. What fictional hero started as a Yale polo player in the comic strip and a New York Jets quarterback in the movie?
Oh, I'm stumped. Andy Capp.
one of the great heroes of our time.
Yeah, Andy Capp. That was a swing. That was a big swing.
Drinking and telling his wife to be quiet. Oh,
we're going to cap you off on that
one. So,
I can't wait till he's a part of the Marvel Extended Universe.
I'm hoping for it too.
They'll get to him.
And then now next up here for Brittany. What is the name of Emma Stone's character in Zombieland?
Oh boy. I don't know. I'm going to say Emma Stone.
When you don't know the answer, at least go with what you know, but did not work this time, as that will now be carried over here to the final round here. But now we move on over to Vivian. What leisure item gets its name from the Spanish for stretch of cloth?
Stretch of cloth. I'm trying to think of any Spanish. This isn't my answer. I want to say hammock, but I don't think that sounds like Spanish. But I'm trying to think. I'll say hammock. I don't know.
I was worried you were not going to say hammock after you said I'm not going to say hammock. But good job.
I didn't
want to
jump the gun. That's crazy. I wonder what Spanish words those are. It doesn't sound too Spanish to me, but I don't know.
If I knew Spanish, I would let you know, but I do not, so I will not. As we move on back over to Jonah, ready for your next question. What MTV show was featured in a run of Marvel Comics that was suggested reading for immature readers?
Beavis and Butthead.
You got it right.
There was a question for Jonah in this round.
Yay! You got it.
Jonah is having a good time, and you know what? Just thank the randomizer for that one.
Now I want to see the Beavis and Butthead and Andy Cap extended. Crossovers.
That's going to be in phase 15 of the MCU. Yeah.
Kevin Feige, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Moving on now over to Brittany. What Netflix reality show poses the question, what's better, to spend money on a wedding or spend money on a house?
I believe this is a show that I have not watched, but I have been traumatized by seeing the name of it as we scroll through Netflix, and it is called Marriage or Mortgage.
You don't have to mortgage for any points there. You got it. Here, as we move on here to Vivian.
Yes.
What Rear Admiral and computing pioneer has a Navy destroyer named for her? Only the second warship to be named after a female officer.
This is Eternal Queen Grace Hopper.
And you keep hopping up the scoreboards with that right answer.
Whoa.
As we get moving on here, these are the last three questions for this round, and Jonah, it's on you here for the first one.
Oof.
What song title was a hit for Hall & Oates in 1977 and for Gwen Stefani in 2004?
Maneater is the one in my brain, so I'm going to say Maneater. I knew it
and
was
you
wrong.
Are eating away your chance at winning today's game.
I want to hear that cover, though.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing cover.
That'd be so good.
We'll move on now over to Brittany. What West Coast city has so many microbreweries, it's earned the nickname Beervana?
I don't believe that is Seattle, Washington. I do believe that is Portland, Oregon.
And I believe you're getting a few more points here as we get ready for the very last question of round number three. And Vivian, it's coming right at you. What's the first and last name of the titular Gone Girl in the 2012 Gillian Flynn novel?
I just read this book last week. That is Amy Dunn.
And with that, we are done with the third round here at All Questions Answered. 27 questions in. But how many are we going to be left for round number four? Not a whole ton. You guys did really good.
But yeah, that was great. That was fantastic.
We all know the same things. That's the problem with being related and on the same trivia team.
it also helps that I think Vivian got a couple of her own questions, which we wouldn't have.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the 100 grandomizer, man. You can't beat it.
I like it.
That is the end of round three. We still have more to go, but before we do, let's get a scoring update. Kat, what are the scores?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we've got some big differences from the first round down to this last round, or the round three. In last but never least, we have Jonah with 150 points. In second, we have Brittany with 210, and our reigning queen, Vivian, with 240.
Wow.
Ooh. Holy cat.
Sounds about right.
That checks out.
I don't know. We'll see.
Now, on All Questions Answered, we are not allowed to stop the podcast until we've answered all the questions.
Answers!
Thank you.
It will never end.
You know what? It also makes me just super happy. So you just keep doing that. In fact, I'm going to do it again. Now, on All Questions Answered, we are not allowed to stop the podcast, and we've answered all the questions.
Answers!
Thank you. Our players left 7 questions unanswered. So we will now ask them again in a new random order. Right answers are now worth 20 points. If a player misses, the next player gets a 50-50 shot at it for 10 points. If that player misses, the next player gets 5 points just for being pretty. We will start with the player with the lowest score. That is Jonah. Alex, randomized. Give it to him.
Yes, bring it to me. I'm ready.
We already had the Ukraine question, but I like the effort.
Okay.
So as we move on here, ready to go for 20 points. What 2010 folk album by Anais Mitchell became a Broadway musical, which won 8 Tony Awards in 2019?
That one.
It is, in fact, that one. That is why I read it.
Dear Evan Hansen. No.
That is incorrect. So we move along now. The coin flip goes to the honors of Brittany. It is either Hadestown or Fun Home.
The only thing that makes me happy about this situation is that the best Vivian can get is 5 extra points here. So I'm going to say...
Yay.
I'm going to say Fun Home.
That is incorrect. It is, in fact, Hadestown. So right now, Vivian, you get 5 points just for existing. And I think the rest of the teammates are okay with that because you did not get the opportunity for the 20 points.
Yeah, give her 5 points.
I don't know if they're happy with 5, but it's fine.
Yeah, give her 5 points.
So now the one who gets to start the next one will be Brittany. What is the name of Emma Stone's character in Zombieland?
Well, believe it or not, I have not gained this knowledge while sitting here.
You haven't gotten a Zombieland rewatch in there?
We didn't take a long enough break.
I know. I forgot to Google all the answers while you guys were taking a break. And so that's my mistake. That's really on me. I still don't know. I'm going to say Jane Jones.
That's incorrect. All right.
I should have said Zambia again.
I mean, Zambia.
Crazy coincidence.
Would have been incredible. Absolutely incredible. So Vivian, to you for the 50-50 10 points. Your 50-50 is either Portland or Wichita.
God, I've seen this movie is what's disappointing. I am gonna take an educated guess and say Wichita.
The educated guess pays off as you get 10 extra points for the 50-50.
Yeah, that was 100% a Jonah question. He was waiting.
Chomping at the bit. As Vivian, don't go too far. It's your turn now to get the first chance at 20 points. "Hey girl, what you doing?" So starts the theme song to what Fox TV show?
I don't love this show quite as much as Brittany, but I do know that the answer is New Girl.
And that it is, as you get the 20 points there, moving along as we go cycle back here to Jonah. In 1968, Valeria Solanas got her 15 minutes of fame when she shot and wounded who?
Oof. Yeah, this one. Well, let's go with another president and say LBJ.
That is incorrect. Moving on over here to Brittany for the 50-50. Here, as your two answers are Tiny Tim or Andy Warhol.
Interesting choices. I'm gonna go ahead and say Andy Warhol.
And there's the 50-50 points for you.
Andy Warhol was our finest president.
Yeah. Soup cans for everybody.
Yeah. Moving on here, don't go too far here, Brittany, because the next question is for you.
Oh, good.
What calculus term can also mean unoriginal?
Oh, boy.
You can almost hear the faces Brittany's making.
Yeah, they're the faces of a music trivia person trying to think about math.
Not understand.
Redundant?
Not what we're looking
for. Is my answer to the question. I should have said that, but it was the answer to the question, not just random words.
Fair. As we move on over here to you, Vivian, the two answers you have to choose from on the 50-50 are
doesn't even need
derivative,
it.
Divergent.
This one's derivative.
You're derivative.
That's true.
And that insult will get Vivian some 10 points here as we move on here.
These are all Vivian's questions.
You guys picked things that we all know. I was trying to be mean. Oh, maybe I forget it. Sorry.
You were expecting us.
Your strategy was good.
As we now see the saboteur aspect of all questions.
You better get ready for that free dog.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Cat might have something to say about that.
You want Aries? He's up for sale all the time. Athena's my homegirl, though.
So, Vivian, this one back to you.
Oh, man. Okay.
What song title was a hit for Hall and Oates in 1977 and for Gwen Stefani in 2004?
My Gwen Stefani knowledge is better than my Hall and Oates knowledge, but I think this one is Rich Girl.
That it is, as you are becoming rich with points, as we are now down to the final question. It goes back to you, Jonah.
You can do it, Jonah. You can pull into the lead.
For 300 points.
And I will tell you, it is a question that you've already had.
I love this.
Narrows it down.
As it basically put up the first bit of lore now for all questions answered. What fictional hero started as a Yale polo player in the comic strip and a New York Jets quarterback in the movie?
New York Jets quarterback.
Andy Cap.
Yeah,
Andy,
I know. I mean, it Cap, could Andy, be. Andy Cap. How about Shazam? Maybe it's Shazam.
Nope. That is not the correct answer, although that would be absolutely incredible. Moving on here to Brittany for the 50-50. Your two answers are Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon.
You know, we watched that crazy Flash Gordon movie not terribly long ago for some reason. And I think he was a football player. And I'm going to say that that's who it is. Flash.
And that is correct, Flash Gordon. And with that, all questions have been answered.
Well done, everybody. Let's get some final scores here so we know who won, who's going to be bragging at Sunday dinner next week, who is going to be popping the collars. What do the kids do these days? Do they dirt off the shoulder?
They will be dabbing, as the TikTokers do.
I think dabs are out now.
Are they out? Yeah, that's the point. It's supposed to be absolutely horrible, but
can I just say, without all my wrong answers, you wouldn't have even had a last round. Like, I made this podcast.
That's right.
10 minutes.
That's right. In honor of our old podcast and our beloved Monica, 100 ghost points for Jonah.
Oh, ghost points.
Cheers.
All right, let us get the final scores. Score Master Cat, what do we got?
Well, not including our ghost points for Jonah, you are in our last but still never least at 150 today. I even gave you a cute little ghost.
Yep,
I know it's hard to see, but ghost. You got a ghost. Yep. We have in second place with 230 points the lovely Brittany, and the reigning champ tonight, our trivia queen with 305, is Vivian.
Yay! Give it up for Vivian, everybody.
Yay! Thank you, guys. A round of applause.
Now, Vivian, let me ask you a question. Are you willing to come back and defend your title if that comes up?
Sure. I think I won this one based just off of knowing what these guys know, but I'm willing to embarrass myself for round two.
All right. That's all we ever ask, is a willingness to embarrass yourself, as we have all done. Thank you guys so much for being here. Let me do some last minute things. Jonah, is there anything you want to plug? Instagram, you want people to follow, Twitter, anything like that? Go ahead.
I'm the voice of one of the Hardy Boys in a series of Nancy Drew games. If you have young children who like to solve mysteries, Vivian was one of those kids back in the day who played them.
Absolutely.
And if you were lulled by the sweet melodic intonations of my voice and you want to hear me play a character that is Frank Hardy, go look into those games.
Can I ask a question for the older people here? Is that Parker Stevenson or Sean Cassidy?
Wow. You just dated yourself, didn't you?
I am my best date.
Oh, wow.
So which one is it?
I think it's the older one, whoever that is.
That would be Parker Stevenson.
Okay. Well, there you go.
No, he's the better one. It's kind of like a Ginger Marianne thing.
Yeah.
Marianne all day, every day.
Of course.
Brittany, do you have anything you would like to plug?
I have an Etsy shop, and I'm on Amazon Handmade, out there making some wedding favors for people who are having these pandemic weddings right now. And my handle over there, mostly on Instagram, is at Clementine Weds. Clementine, Weds.
And Vivian, do you have anything you want to plug about yourself? Anything at all? People should follow you anywhere? People should stop following you.
Yeah, stop following me around my house. Weird. I don't have anything for myself, but I can vouch that the Nancy Drew games are very good and the wedding favors are also very good. So I'll double plug those guys.
Yeah. Kat, do you have an Instagram or Twitter you want to plug?
I always have an Instagram that I want to share. Everyone can find me and my adventures with my dogs and my life and my beer adventures at Miss Cat the Brat on Instagram. That is also my Pokemon Go name, Cat with a K.
Woo. That was Cat with a K. And Alex, anything you'd like to plug?
I'll plug two things real quick. On Facebook, you can find my business page at Simulated Seattle Mariners. And for Twitch things, where I do Twitch streaming for baseball, Jackbox, fun times like that, you can follow me at twitch.tv/thesportsguy24.
Great. And for everything QuizFix, you can go to @QuizFix on Twitter and Instagram and our website, quizfix.net. And if you want to be a contestant on All Questions Answered.
Questions.
email us at aqapodcast@gmail.com, aqapodcast@gmail.com. And there is a signup sheet on our website at quizfix.net as well. Just go to quizfix.net/AQA. On behalf of Kat, Alex, Jonah, Brittany, and our first ever champion, Vivian.
Yay!
Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you all very, very soon.
Bye.
Bye.